Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Mem Tet, and we're holding on the top line, the last word. Tani Rabba Bar Bachana Kamei D'Rav. We've been talking about over here what the din is in terms of the Shelo Lishma, the relationship of the Kvasim to the Lechem. We spoke about Shelo Lishma, giving the Kaddish to Lechem, and we spoke about Pigel, whether a Makshevis Pigel without the full connection of the Lechem to the Kvasim would affect the Lechem as well, and not just the Kvasim, Machlokas with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we'd like to discuss what the din is regarding the Kvasim themselves. So suppose somebody shechted the Kivsei Atzeret, shechatam l'shem Elim. So he says, I'm going to shech this as the Elim that I would otherwise be bringing on Atzeret, which means that, which of course are the Olot. So he's going to bring the Elim, thinking, we'll see what he's thinking, whether he's doing this on purpose, is he looking at them and believing that they're really Elim, that we'll see. But they're Ksherim, but they were lo alul ba'alim, in this case the ba'alim, of course, is the Tzibur, lo alul ba'alim l'shem chovah, so that you weren't Yotzei your chiv, but you certainly have a kosher carbon on your hand. And Rav, who heard this from Rabba Bar Bar Chana, as a braita, disagreed vehemently, and he said, I beg your pardon, alu v'alu, they sure as heck did, alu l'bali, l'shem chovah. Again, it's not clear whether l'chovah is for the kvasim, whether we're talking about as a lim. We don't quite understand what the case was. So let's see what Rav Chista's opinion is. Rav Chista, look, if Rav is saying that even a shalo l'shema would be alu l'bali, l'shem chovah, I mean, I can imagine such a thing in a particular case. And let's imagine that where Mistavra Milton Rav makes a lot of sense, where the guy actually thinks that he's holding a lien. And we saw before, we spoke about in Tzvachim, there are, we spoke about earlier here, there are kvasim that look like a lien. And there's the, remember that it's really a difference of a very short period of time. So there's a lien that look like kvasim. Kvasim that look like a lien. Remember we're talking there about the mistake. Is it possible to say that it would not be Nikar with this war of Rabbi Shimon? So he said, yeah, there is such a thing. So maybe this guy actually thinks that these are the Elim, and he's thinking to himself, boy, this is really weird, but I was told that I'm supposed to shech these as the Kvasim. So maybe that's what it means. I mean, that would make sense. A Kohen who thinks that he shechted the Elim, is in his mind they're Elim, but he actually says, okay, what can I do? These are the Kivsei Atzeret. So then, Irochirah would be Olo Labalim L'Shem Chovah, because these are the Kivsei Atzeret, and they were shechted, at least according to what the man is saying, they were shechted for Kivsei Atzeret. The fact that he thinks that there's something else would be unimportant. There, and only there, I could imagine that Rav would be correct. But in a case where the man is Kasavar Elim V'Shechtam L'Shem Elim, had he said B'Feirush, well, I'm going to take this. This is clearly the aisle for Atzeret, and he shechts it for that purpose. Then I believe that the halacha would be that it would not be Oleh. Because the only reason that it would be Oleh is because the poor man made a mistake. That's all. It's a perfectly understandable human error. So you'd say maybe if you're making a mistake. That's not called being Eker, the shame of the carbon from it. And Memela, it would also be Alula Balim Mashem Chovah. And the din, where we said before that Shalom Lishma is not Alula Balim Mashem Chovah, is only where you were Eker, the shame of the real Balim, or Eker, the shame of the real carbon. Since over here you're making a human error, that's not called Akira. That I disagree with. I think that in that case, even though he was making a mistake, it would still be called Akira. Akira b'ta'ut, havia Akira, and we couldn't go so far as to say it was all of the Baal M'Shem Chovah. Rabba Amar, Akira b'ta'ut lo havia Akira. No, that's actually the entire point. So that when Rav is saying that he shechted the l'shum elim, it's because he thought that they were elim. That's why he was telling Rabba Bar Bar Chana that, look, the guy made an honest mistake. And in that case, it's not considered to be Akira. Omar Rabba, must have the gears. Omar Rabba, on himself, he said, that I've got a problem with my own svara that I just said, and that is a problem that comes actually from the Mishnah. Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash mezidim chayavim. If a Kohen was mefagel and thereby damaged the owner of the carbon, he's not going to have to bring another carbon. In that case, if he did it b'mezid, he is considered to be chayav, even though it was a nehezek that is not nikak. But shogegin would be patur. Okay, now, it says beferish on in a braita on that, it says that nonetheless, Allah, if etane Allah, pigulin pigul. On that statement in the Mishnah, the Braita said, now do not think for a moment that the pigul isn't pigul. Pigul is pigul. All that we're talking about over here is whether he's chayav to pay for his pigul. Now, let me understand when it says shogig and what that means. Because, I mean, that seems to be precisely what we're talking about. The mashmaut over here is shogig and ahechidami. When you say shogig, I mean, did he know that it was a chatas? And nonetheless, he went ahead. Now, when he was mechashik balashum shlamim, how is that shogigin? That's not shogigin. He knew that it was something other than he was doing, so he was mezidin. I shogigin. Mezidin have El alav. The only way to understand that is that he actually believed that he was shechting a carbon shlamim. And there he goes, making an honest mistake. And he's being mechashik balashum shlamim. So we're saying, okay, look, he doesn't have to pay. This is hezek sheino nikar. So we can't be mechayven to pay when he does it by accident. But it says pigul and pigul, which would mean that even though it's a ta'ut, and it's akira b'ta'ut, that obviously I'm wrong, because I said akira b'ta'ut lo avi akira, and that's what Rav meant. But here it says beferush that akira b'ta'ut is akira. There's no other way of understanding what shogigin means. I mean, obviously you're not going to call a case where he knew what he was doing and did the opposite as shogigin, are you? That's my problem. To which if I answer, Amalei Abaye, well, there's another way to understand shogegin. Shogegin could mean where he didn't realize he was doing something awesome, not that he didn't realize what he was doing. So maybe he knew that it was a chatas, and he knew that it was l'shem shlamim, and that was the case that you originally suggested. You laughed at it. You said, it's crazy. How could you call that shogegin? That's bezidin. But there's another explanation for the word shogegin, isn't there? It's talking about Be'omer Mutter, where the man thought that this was not a problem. That's what we're talking about. So he thought, you can, whatever your machshava is, you can use to bring a karma, and therefore it's coming to tell you. In that case, the pigul is pigul. But ainachin, I mean, a case where he makes an honest mistake in terms of identification, and he thinks it really was a different karma, and he's machashav according to what he really thinks, that's not called akira, b'chalal. Masiv Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera now asks on this. Remember we had before Rabbi Shimon, Omer, this entire discussion early on in the Masechta, first thing that we discussed is that Rabbi Shimon says, you cannot be oker the shame of a mincha. Because, look, if you're going to hamenachot, you're going to change a mincha, ein hamenachot domot lizvachim. Because you're telling me everything else that we had precise parallels of menachot to zvachim. Well, I want to show you that the shinui hashem of a korban is the one thing to which we do not have a precise parallel between a mincha and a zvach. Because in the most fundamental way, menachot are not domot lezvachim. Because you can see what they are. So let's say somebody now brings a mincha machavat, and he brings it l'shem a mincha marcheshet. I mean, what is the meaning of such a machshava? You look at it and you see what it is, don't you? So ma'aseh mochichin aleha she machavat, and therefore that machshava has no impact. Chareva l'shum belula. What are you going to say? You're going to say this minchas chote, which doesn't have any shemen in it, is actually a minchas adava, which is full of shemen. I see that it's not. Okay. There is no way to be oiker the shame of the mincha from it. But it's by zvachim. By zvachim ain't okay. Zvachim are very generic. Whatever it is that you're being makriv, it's going to have the same shchita. Shchita achat v'kulam. It's going to have the same kabbalah. Kabbalah achat v'kulam. The same zrika. Now, Let me ask you, what was Rabbi Shimon referring to? I mean, are we talking about where a guy knew that this is a mincha machabat, and he's now being kemitzit purposefully to turn it into a posel mincha by saying, no, I am bringing this as a marchesha? Now, I don't understand what you mean by maaseh mochichin ala. Obviously, we're going to end up at the end of the sugya with what we ended up before. Namely, that the idea of maaseh mochichin ala could mean that it's simply mavata l'machshava. Okay, that may be true, but we're not saying that yet. We believe that a machshava is a psul. You'll remember that dafka we had the opposite sheet early on in the masechta, that the more maaseh mochichin ala, the greater would be the basis of the psul. This is the greater shino. So right now we don't think that it's a bitul of his machshava completely. Therefore we ask, so if he's been kaimitzit purposefully l'shem acheshen, who cares if maaseh mochichin, my havi, he was oikir the shame of the mincha, wasn't he? Completely. Hamiyaka ka'akir la. He knows what he's doing, and he's doing it on purpose to be Bashana, the shame of the mincha. Why wouldn't it be possible? The only possibility of explaining Rabbi Shimon, it appears to be, is that El Allah Vikasafer Marcheshati, he really believed it was a mincha Marchesh. And he was coming to Leila Shem Marchesh. And he made a mistake. So over there you could say, well, I mean, that is not really a very meaningful mistake because it's Maaseh Mochichin Ala, correct? That's what Rabbi Shimon would be saying. Okay, but what are the implications of that statement? That the only reason why the honest mistake is not sufficient to passel the mincha is because we say, for heaven's sakes, what do you mean an honest mistake? Boy, are you dumb. But suppose we wouldn't be able to say that. Suppose you would have said, what we're talking about is Zvachim, the equivalent honest mistake, which is the Kevis L'Shem, the aisle. If it wouldn't have been for the Maaseh Mochichin Aleha, and this, in fact, the Gemara says, why is the Kevis an aisle? That's what I mentioned earlier. That's not called Maaseh Mochichin Aleha. Because your Arkvas don't look like they live. The Ika B'nei Shana, the Nirim Kevis, and so on, okay. So you can make those kind of mistakes. So, but B'Alma, in a case where we wouldn't say Maaseh Mochichin Aleha, then the very fact that he made a mistake would not be a reason for it to be kosher. It's only over here Maaseh Mochichin Aleha, coupled with the mistake, that we say that it's Akira B'ta'ut, and therefore it's not Akira. But if it wouldn't be coupled with the fact that Maaseh Mochichin Aleha, what would have been the din? Akira B'ta'ut would have been Akira, would have been possible. I mean, he's only arguing on the Mincha B'Cheshet and Machabat, not on Zvochim. Omele Abaye, well, again, You made a big assumption about what Rav Shimon's Svara is. Why don't we just say, look, of course he knew it was a machabat. Lo'olam tiyata the machabat. And he went out of his way. He says, look, I don't want to bring this with the appropriate machshav. I want to bring this, l'shem, a different mincha, which it isn't. So he goes ahead now, and he's kamitz l'shem marchesha. So now you said, well, I mean, ki maaseh mochichin ala mai havi, isn't that a bigger reason to passel it? No, absolutely not. Because it may well be that this is Rabba L'Tameh that we had back at the beginning of the Masechta. Because as Rabba, we correct the Girsa throughout, as we did earlier, D'yomar Rabba, a machshava de lo minkra passel rachmana, but a machshava de minkra lo passel rachmana. That actually, the less the machshava is noticeably a departure over there, the more likely, I'm using double negatives and start it again, the more it is clear that it's not as what he's saying, there is less psul, because it's mevatel his machshava. Not the way you were thinking that, what do you mean, he's doing something wrong. And the more obvious the wrong machshava is, the more of a psul it is. That's not what Rabbi Shimon is saying. So once that's true, you can't ask me, what do you mean? Who cares if it's maaseh mochichin ala? He's going out to destroy the correct. So, but you need a machshava that is meaningful in order to destroy something. Are you going to call this meaningful when everybody who's walking by laughs and says, this isn't no marcheshet, this is a machabat? Therefore, from here, there's no riot. So we're left now with our machloket, which is dependent in the overall question as to whether Akira B'ta'ut Havi Akira. Did Rav mean to go all the way and say even if the man knew what he was doing? Or did he mean to say Dafka, where it was Nogea, in a case where he really was being Mechavein to what it is that he saw? Continues the Halakha Mishnah. And here we're continuing with our theme. Our theme throughout has been, what is the relationship between two linked issues in the Din of Ikuva? Is one ma'akiv the other or not? So we continue today with discussing the Dinim of Yomim Tovim. Says you have Tmidim or Shabbos, we have Tmidim and Musafim. The Tmidim Ein Ma'akvin et HaMusafim seems to be saying that you could bring the Musaf even though you don't bring the Tamid, or vice versa. V'lo HaMusafim Ma'akvin et HaTmidim. If you don't have your carbon Musaf, you still bring your carbon Tamid. V'lo HaMusafim Ma'akvin Zed Zeh. You don't need all of the Musafim in order to bring any of the Musafim. Lo hikrivu keves baboker, yakrivu ben arbaim. If you did not bring the carbon tamid in the morning, the carbon tamid of the morning is not ma'akev, the carbon tamid of the afternoon. And therefore, you could still be makriv ben arbaim. So that means that tamidim and musafim are not ma'akvim, even within themselves. Not only one to the other. Omer Rabbi Shimon, now wait a minute, that's not necessarily true. Sometimes that's true. Bizman shayu anusim o shogigin. That's if they didn't do this on purpose. And they didn't have at the time a keves, or they forgot the dinner of the keves, or whatever. Avalimo yumezidim, lo ikrivu keves baboker on purpose, lo yakrivu bein harbayim. Now, who exactly was it that did this on purpose? Is it a din of the whole tzibur? Is it a din of the kohen? That we're going to see. Lo hiktiru ktoret baboker. Now, same thing would be true if you didn't do the haktorah of the ktoras. Machzito baboker, machzito bayrev. So you didn't do the morning one. Yaktiru bein harbayim, you can still bring the evening one. Omer Rabbi Shimon, but you gotta realize that when you bring the missing ketoret, you have to bring the whole thing together now. Not the way you would have split it between boker and bein arbayim. V'chula hayta kreva bein arbayim. And then he throws in the most incredibly irrelevant statement. She'ein mechanchin et ha-mizbeach ha-zahav ela b'ketoret ha-samim. What in the world is the Gemara going to say? Ein mechanchin? Who's talking about the chinuch over here? What's going on? I thought we were talking about having missed the morning's ketoret. So clearly something has happened here in the Mishnah, and we're going to have to add something in for it to make sense. V'lo mizbach ha'olah ela betamid shel shachar. You can only be mechanech the Beit HaMikdash with the morning's carbon, not with the afternoon's carbon. V'lo et ha'shulchan ela b'lechem ha'panim b'shabbat. You can't just make a shulchan to be mechanech by putting on the lechem today. You're going to have to put on the lechem at the correct time on Shabbos. That will be the time in which it's used. V'lo et ha'menorah ela b'shiv'ah neroteha bein ha'arbaim. So that you must light the evening's lighting of the menorah. You can't just be mechanech the menorah by arbitrarily having a lighting ceremony somewhere like that and broadcasting it over TV and saying this is the grand Chanukat HaMizbeah. So again, this entire last piece of the Mishnah seems to have absolutely no connection, not to the Perek, certainly not to the Dinim that we were discussing. So let's start at the top. The outside of our Mishnah, Rav Chiya Bar Ovim had a question, which seems in light of the Mishnah to be a naive question. He said, how about if a tzibur doesn't have money to buy both the tzmidim and the musaf? So what should they do? So now we asked Hechidan, which Tamidim and Musafim? Are we talking about the Tamidim for today? Let's say the Shabbos day, and the Musafim of Shabbos. And now your question is, would we use the money for the Musaf, or would we use the money for the Tamid? Well, that's not much of a question. Pshita, Tamidim Adif. It's obvious that the Tamidim always have to come first. I mean, first of all, whatever is Tadir always comes first. So here we have something that's Tadir. Plus, it's also, now this is a rather difficult issue on the surface, you see. We would be asking over here, on the one hand, you could say the Musafim being unique, coming specifically for Shabbos, are more Makudish than the Tadir, which is a weekday Hakrava. So that you would be asking, on the one hand, you have the Tadir, which is brought every day, but on the other hand, the Pacific Shabbos is special for Shabbos. What comes first, the Tadir? Exactly. Is it the Kedushat HaYom that would come first, or is it the Tadir that would come first? We know that that can't be true, because the Gemara established when we were asking, we were involved in this entire issue of Tadir Makudesh, that why would we say that the Kedush of the Shabbat Musa is not a Shabbat Tamid? Yeah, in other words, whatever the Kedushat HaYom is, what, it only helps to the Musafim, it doesn't help to the Tamidim. Where would you get that idea from? This is the Karban Tamid for Shabbat. No, it's therefore the Tamid, what it would more likely mean over here is that it is both Tadir and Mekudash, because it also has the Kiddush that the Musaf has. We're just trying to make sure that you don't ask, but isn't the Musaf or Mekudash? So we're saying, no, this is Tadir and Mekudash, because it's also Mekudash with the Kedushat HaYom.
Isn't the point of the first way, Rabbi, isn't that always the Kiddush?
No. There are. The Gemara finally does isolate cases where we really can ask, where it's versus Mekudash, for other reasons of Kiddush, not because of the Kedushat HaYom. Okay, that would be fine. But, so the question of a year, therefore, the simple meaning would be, it's both Tadir and Mekudash in terms of the Kedushat HaYom. So there, that's what basically Rashi, his first option, is what he seems to be saying. He gives a different lashon by saying that the Tmidim are Mekudashim because of the fact that the Torah not only makes them Tadir, but specifies Milvad Olat, and so on. So there was a Va'asher Lo'olat HaTamid, so that means that the Torah itself has already said that these are additive, but that the essence is the Tamid, forgetting about the fact that it happens to be Tadir. But it's also that which the Torah has specified to be in its place. Okay, Tosfos has a whole discussion what the meaning of Rashi would be. In any event, it's easy enough to understand the Gemara as simply saying, look, it's both Tadir, and it also has the Kedushas HaYom. What is your question? So that can't be the issue, right? Pshita. Tminim are adif because they're both Tadir Mekudash. So therefore, what we've got to be talking about over here in this question is that what you want to know is if you only have enough money for buying the karbanot that could be used either for tomorrow's Tminim or for today's Musafim. So you know that you're going to be out of money tomorrow. Or what do? So you have the Tminim de la Machar and the Musafim de Ha'idna. I mean, that's your question. You're asking, are the Tminim of Yom Rishon Adife because they're Tadir? Or are the Musafim Adife because they're Mekudesh? Now there you have a way to split the two. You have Tadir and Mekudesh. Is that your question? If it is, Tanitua. I'm rather Tanitua. I have an answer. The answer is from the Mishnah in Menachos that we just happened to have learned. And what is that? Hatmidim ein makvin et ha-musafim, v'lo ha-musafim makvin et ha-tmidim, v'lo ha-musafim makvin zet zeh. I ask you to explain this Mishnah to me, and when you think about it, you'll see it's addressing exactly your case. Because let's think about this. Hey, Hidami, what is the case that the Mishnah is coming to teach about in Ma'akvah? Is it talking about de'itle? Is it talking about, not that we're questioning what do we use the money for. We're questioning which one comes first. Is that what you're asking? You have enough money for everything. Now we're talking about ma'akvin. We mean the seder is big ma'akvin. So you would think, okay, I have to bring the tamid and only then bring the musaf. Comes along the mishnah and says, no, it's not ma'akvin. You can bring the musaf and then the tamid. Is that the way you want to read the mishnah? That doesn't work. Because ilay mid'itlay ulekadein, the question of yours, which one would be ma'akvin in terms of kedima? The Atanya does it not say a lashon that sure as heck sounds like ikuva. It says minayin shelo yehi davar kodem l'tamid shel shachar. We've had this so many times. How do we know that you cannot bring something before you bring the tamid shel shachar? Cannot. Okay, that means if you brought the musafim before the tamid shel shachar, then they're no good. Tamud lomar. Sorry. The musaf would be no good. Talmud lomar v'arach olea ha'ola. Where Rabbah explained the meaning as ha'ola is the ola rishona. That first ola that has to be the carbon to start off all the carbonot. There were other lishonot that we spoke about among the rishonim at the time. Right now, let's be happy with it. So ola rishona. L'chore, that means ikuva. Therefore, I say, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Mishnah has got to be talking about a case that is rapidly beginning to sound like the case that you asked. It's got to be talking about that you don't have enough money. We're not talking about the Kedima in terms of the time. We're talking about the hierarchy of Chashivut. What would I use my money for? And that's the question. All right, now let's delve into that a little bit in exactly the same way that we did in your question. What are we talking about? Idiume. You want to know whether if I only have enough money for the Karban Tamid or I have enough money for the Karban Musaf. And that was essentially, I've got my my two karbonas. I can use them either for the Tamid, one for the Tamid Shobok, one for the Tamid Shobei Ramai, or I can use the Shnei Kvasim as the Olat Hayom, Musa. What do I do? That's the question. Why would that be a question? This language is completely horrific. It should say, Tadir Umikudash. Not Tadir Mikudash, Tadir Adif. Somebody got really carried away over here. I mean, because just on Omid Aleph, this is exactly the case that we used. We said it's both Tadir and Mikudash. Not, Badafka, don't think this is the issue of Tadir Mikudash, Tadir Adif, right? Okay, so we correct the years to year just to read, as we said on Omid Aleph, it's both Tadir Umikudash. That's all. So obviously it's going to be Adif. Elalav, aha, the only possible issue was the very issue that you questioned. It must be talking about that you won't have enough money for tomorrow. That's the point. So you won't have enough money for tomorrow, that's your question, isn't it? What did the Mishnah say about that question? Ein makvim zetzeh. Ein makvim zetzeh, which we understand to mean, it doesn't matter. Do it however you like. There's not one that's going to be adif on the other one. So one is Makudish, but one is Tadir. Whatever. Ein ma'akvim zetzeh. Of course, it's a different way that we would usually understand the meaning of the word ein ma'akvim zetzeh. But, I mean, you could see it as an expansion of the idea. It doesn't really matter to do it one way or the other. Neither way is going to be wrong in a way that will pass up. So Alba, here's your answer. Ki adari ninu. The answer is, makes no difference. Ferusha Mishnah, the Tamid, tomorrow's Tamid versus today's Musa. That's the only case that we could see the Mishnah addressing, and that was the only case we understood the question to be, that was raised. No, we already brought the Tamid. We brought the Tamid Shal Shachar. And now we want to bring today's. We brought our Tamid Shal Shachar. Now it's time to bring the Musa. But we say to ourselves, wait a minute, if we're going to use these animals for the Musa, what are we going to do for tomorrow's Tamid? We have that. What are we going to do for tomorrow's Tamid? We're going to lose out on the entire Tamid. We need two animals for tomorrow, and we're going to use those two animals for the Musa. What's going to happen tomorrow? Okay, you can do either one. You can either bring the two animals to the Musa today, or you could say, I'm not going to bring it today, I'm going to leave it for tomorrow, so I have my carbon Tamid, which is Tut.
As opposed to bringing the Musa.
We bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, skip the Musa, bring the Tamid Shal Ben Arvai, next morning bring the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Ben Arvai.
And that's not bring
perfectly
the
Musa. Okay.
And not bring the Musa.
And we'll skip the Musa for today. Yep.
Or yesterday.
Yep. No. Today is today. Only tomorrow will today be yesterday.
Today is only yesterday's tomorrow.
Today is yesterday's tomorrow. Today is tomorrow's yesterday.
I can't speak that either.
And you weren't even at the shir last night. So you don't have an excuse for being mixed up.
But we're still. No, that's why I wasn't there. So we're in essence foregoing the musaf and not being not.
I wouldn't even say in essence. I would say 100 absolutely openly present
without being ma'akev the
and ma'akev meaning to worry about it. Right. Exactly. We're changing the meaning. Okay. Says Abaya, I don't think so. It was all based on an assumption. What was the assumption? The assumption was Shlo Yehi Tamid Dover Kaidim LaTamid Shel Shachris as being Ma'akev. No. Gosh, Isaac's talking about the Ikle. You've got all the animals you need. It has nothing to do with the Abaya that we raised over here. The question over here was in terms of the Dinim of Kedima, not in terms of what would you do if you're going to have to triage the animals that you have for various korbanot. The question is it ma'akev if I bring the Musav before I bring the Tamid? That's the question. Classical issues of Ikuva. And it's coming to tell me that it's not ma'akev. What was your big question? The kakashalacha. Well, minayin shalom. And if I tell you that that's not ikuva, that's a mitzvah, you have a proof that it's otherwise. That's the point of the Mishnah, is not to misunderstand that, and that is a lechatchila, it's a mitzvah b'yama, you are supposed to do it. But if you didn't, is it possible? No. How do I know? That's the whole point of the Mishnah's making. Toshma. Okay, so we don't have a raya now to the question that Rabbi Bar Avin asked Rav Chisda. Chisda thought he had an answer. Abaya says, I don't see that as an answer. Toshma, let's see if we can bring a raya from the following Mishnah. Ein pochatin mishisha tila'im ha-mevukarim. Bilishkat ha-tila'im Kedei l'Shabbat u'l'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Now our initial take on this is that we understand that we need to have sufficient animals in order to have our tmidim set up for the days to come, and therefore you better make sure that you've got at least six tlaim, because when you have Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah together, you're going to need those 3 days, each one of which has a tamid shel shachar, a tamid shel bein arba'im. So that requires you to have 6 tla'im after you finish the hakrava of today. Still going to need 6 tla'im. So therefore, if you're making your plans as to what to do, make certain that you've got enough to cover your tmidim. That's what seems to be saying. So now, Echidami, are we talking about that you have enough animals for the tmidim and the musafim? Is that what we're talking about? I mean, for heaven's sakes, you've got a heck of a lot more than 6. You got over 20 animals that you're going to have to bring. There's 6 kvasim, 7 kvasim that are going to have to be brought for this Rosh Hashanah. And if it means literally Shnei Yamim of Rosh Hashanah, which is a little difficult because the when you're Makadosh al Piyaria, generally until much later, you didn't have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you could. But, I mean, as others point out, you're going to also have to bring the Korban of Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah. It has a tendency to work out on the same day as Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, amazing. And so because of that, I mean, you got 14 Korbanos that you're going to have to bring just for that purpose. Plus, you've got the additional 2 that you're going to have to bring for Shabbos. And then you've got the 6. No, so that's 22. Well, how are you going to have enough to have 6? You're going to need 22 kvasim. So 2 v'havi. There's tons of animals you're going to need. So why does it say you only need 6? No, we're taking it now as meaning a literal planning ahead. And it's got to be talking about, look, what it's saying is, if you don't have enough money to cover all of your expenses, what should you do? Make sure you have at least 6 to be deemed. Ha! Why not make sure that I have sufficient for the kvasim of today and use these 6 kvasim for the musaf? So that's exactly what it seems to be coming to tell me. So you see from here, the let levish bamina to be the madifik. The whole point is that if you're going to have to plan ahead, then plan on not doing the musafim in order that you should have sufficient for the tmidim. That's the issue here. That's taking a very literalist approach to Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, saying in the event that there you are with limited resources and you need to plan ahead, what are you going to be doing for the next 3 days, which are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, then you better understand that you're going to have to give up on your musafim and plan ahead to have 6 tla'im available for tmidim. So it's saying very clearly that the tmidim come first. The shema mina tmidim adife. Is that a perfect answer to the question? Says, well, no, it's not talking about that at all. This is, boy, I've never seen such a misreading of a Mishnah. This has nothing to do with planning what you're going to use the animals. It's talking about the olam de'itle. You have all of the animals you need for both the tmidim and the musafim. What we're talking about over here is a special halacha that has nothing to do, in the end we're going to see it's nothing to do with Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. That's just a simen mi'alma as it's going to turn out. What we're talking about over here is a new halacha, which is learned out from the Korban Pesach in the end. Just like the Torah told us on the 10th of the month, L'chodesh Hazeh, you're going to have to take out your Korbanos in order to have your Korban Pesach and set it aside so that you'll have it for the 14th. What do I need to set it aside on the 10th to have it for the 14th? Why can't I just take it on the 14th? I got the midstream all nervous about what it is that I'm doing with my Korban. So this is exactly what we're talking about. It's going according to Ben Bagbag. V'hoki ka'omar, in pochatim mishisha tlaim ha-mevukarim, belishkat ha-tlaim arba yamim kodem shchita. You need to have sufficient for 4 days worth of bikur. That's all that it's saying. So you have today, you're going to need enough for the next 3 days. If you've already brought today, you're going to need enough for the next 3 days because the last day is going to be the end of the bikur that you have now. So at all times, you need to be 4 days ahead. Because you need 4 days of checking the carbon. Umani ben Bagbagi, that's going a little bit of ben Bagbag. As ben Bagbag pointed out in the Brayta, Tanya ben Bagbag Omer, Minayin letamid sheton bikur arba'a yamim kodem shchita. How do we know that the carbon tamid requires 4 days worth of keeping it there under observation in order to make certain that it is suitable for a carbon, and that's even if you're absolutely certain anyway. Talmud Lomar, Tishmiru Lakriv Li B'Moado. Note the language. Sabbat B'nei Yisrael, Korban Ilachmi Tishmiru. What does Tishmiru mean? Just say Takriv Li B'Moado. Tishmiru means keep a close watch on it, keep it under observation. How do I know it means that? Because it's exactly what the word meant by Pesach. Look at this. Lahalanu Omer, it says that take the Tleh on the 10th of the month, Vayalachem leMishmeret, same word, Mishmeret, Ad Arba'asa Yom LaChodesh Hazeh. So that means that the Torah's word for keeping things under observation is Shmira, Shmirat Hirayon. Say, put them in the hospital, keep them under observation for the next 4 days. Okay, so that's exactly what we need to do. If you have a special mitzvah, tishmeru lakriv li b'moado, it means that there's a special mitzvah on these tamidim to make certain that there's going to be sufficient for moado. And therefore, here too, mishmeret ad-arba'asar yom, ma'ala halaton bikur arba yamim, just like the sense of observation by Pesach meant a 4 day observation period before the Shechita, from the 10th to the 14th, Afkan Ta'un Bikur Arba Yamin Kodem Shechita, and that's what we're talking about. Nothing to do with the question of what to use our money for, nothing to do with the question of what comes first in time. What we're talking about over here is a whole different thing, which means what would be a kosher carbon to bring, according to some, the Mashma'ut is in Tosfos, it's Ma'akev. According to Rambam, it's not Ma'akev, but in any event, this would be the mitzvah. That's right now, the Gemara is naively going to assume what you're assuming, that we're really talking about Yontif. And therefore, it's going to ask the next question. In the end, as I said to you, there is no Yontif here. There's no Shabbos here. It's a Simen B'Alma. There is no Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat. But let's get to that. Omar Le Ravina Le Ravashi asks now our president's question. Says Ravina to Ravashi, I don't get it. So then how come it's sufficient to have six? Because since it's Yontif and Shabbos, what are you going to do about tomorrow's carbon? You didn't start on Shabbos or on Yontif. You didn't start on Shabbos the new Bikurs. You're talking about what is going to tide you over. I don't understand what's going to tide you over tomorrow morning. I don't understand. Why don't we need now?
At least another one.
Yeah, we should need at least another one. So what about the Shisha Shiva, Avidika Safra, the Tlata B'Shabbat, assuming that we're talking about Shabbos, followed by Rosh Hashanah, which of course doesn't happen to us, but you would need enough for the Tuesday's carbon, and you're not going to have that carbon either. So, okay, why don't you say you're going to need enough the next 3 days? Because when did you... That's not a problem. If I have time, I can go around town and find somebody who's got Tla'im of Ukarim. It doesn't have to be my Bikur, but what am I supposed to do, Mitzay Yantev, when I need to already plan now for bringing the carbon in a few hours? What am I going to do now? Start banging on people's door in the middle of the night? Would you happen to have a Tla'im of Ukar? I mean, so why don't I have to plan this out? So, I mean, Rashi changes things a little bit. He says, yeah, I mean, what are we saying? What are we saying about the Tlat of a Shabbat really doesn't make sense. He's got Chad B'Shabbata. So that's talking about where Rosh Hashanah, says Rashi, was Thursday and Friday. But Enoch Inami, we would have said Tlat of a Shabbat if Rosh Hashanah was Rishon V'Sheni. Again, as I mentioned earlier, that's not so posh in terms of Kiddush Al Pei Ariya. Plus, it excludes the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. Which is then, why do we say 22, which is what Rashi said before. Okay, but it's a side point. But in any event, if we're really planning, then we should have an extra one, shouldn't we? Nu, and a L'taymeh. If we're planning ahead, shouldn't we also have eight? Because what are we going to do right before Shabbos or right before Yontif? You're talking about, I mean, certainly it's not the last thing in the day that we're talking about. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do tomorrow? Ooh, run to the Lishkat HaTlaim and see whether there's going to be enough for the karbonos that are coming. I mean, this is going to be the first thing that we'll do to prepare for Shabbos in the morning. So we're going to say, okay, we need tonight, as Rabbi Yaakov keeps insisting, what about tonight's karbon? So not this evening's, I should say. So we're going to need this evening's karbon. Okay, that's one. We're going to need two for every day. And that's another six, that's seven. Plus, we're going to need enough for the next morning before we can get to work. I mean, think about what you would do for your own home. And we're just talking about the Beis HaMikdash. For your own home, you wouldn't have had it planned out. You're going to have a meal tonight. You're going to have a meal for the morning after Yontif. So you're certainly going to put in an order to the meat market that's going to be enough for those days. What, you're ignoring tonight's carbon. You're ignoring the morning's carbon. That's very strange. No, that doesn't bother me. I mean, halokasha. I mean, but because when we're counting, we're not counting from your planning. We're counting from the end of the day. It's a theoretical thing. We're saying at the end of the day, there should be six. But that's certainly not true because at the end of the day, there should be seven. So then, halokasha, labosha da'akrif kama. Okay, fine, all right. So let's accept that. So mikom makom shiva havi. Then if you're learning that it's going a libra ben bagbag, why don't you need seven? Because Tana bi'almakoi, take out the word Ella. Tana bi'almakoi. The Tana wasn't talking about, is that how you understood it? You think we're talking about Erev Shabbos or something? Or Erev Yontif? The Tana is giving you a simon. For people who are going to try to remember, how many did he say you need to have? He says, well, pretend it would be an Erev Shabbos followed by Rosh Hashanah. How many would you need? That's how to think about it. The Tana is not really saying what to do. When he says, Kidei l'Shabbat v'shnei yamim tovim shorosh hashanah, siman ba'almo. All he's telling you is make sure that you have sufficient for that period. Dekadami. By the way, of course, that's what it's got to mean. Because it doesn't say for Shabbos. It says Kidei l'Shabbos. Why would it say Kidei l'Shabbos? It should say have for Shabbos and for Yontif. So Dekadami, you tell me Kidei l'Shabbat. It doesn't say over here l'Shabbat or l'Shnei Yamim Tovim Shor Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, he's saying that every day you should have sufficient to be able to take two of these animals for that day and replace them with additional two so that by the time you get around to using them, the new additional two will have been mavukar for 4 days. This way we have a constant movement of taking out two of the ones that were already mavukarim, replacing them with two, and by the time we get to it, we now have a staggered system whereby there is always two for today's meeting. That's the simple way to understand it. Now, of course, I've explained the entire sugya as being built around a special halacha, which is the way many of the Rishonim understand it, a special halacha of bikur for the tummy, not a general din in karbanis as needing bikur. In order to understand as a general din, which some indeed learn, we would have to do some fancy acrobatics with the sugya. But okay, this is a perfectly acceptable approach, and we're ending up once again with bringing what appears to be a non sequitur. In other words, the question Rabbi Baravin was asking had nothing to do not with our Mishnah, not with the din of Tulaim of Ukarim, if we're talking about Ben Bagbag. We still don't know, therefore, because we might be talking about different din. We might be talking about Kadima, we might be talking about the din of Bikur. But in terms of the question, the literal question of planning, what do we do in terms of the relationship between Musaf and the subsequent Tavid, we don't have really a solution at this point. Tani Rabba Barbarachana. Kamei Dirav Kipsi Atzeret Shishakta Lashumeilim Kisherim Velo Alula Balib Lashum Choba. Omar Le Rav, no, that's not true. Absolutely. Alu V'alu. Amr Chista, well, I mean, I could accept that in a certain case. So Mistava Milta Dirav, let's say, where Kasavur Eilim V'shakta Lashum Kvasim. Because over there, Lamaisa, he disregarded his best instinct that this was an aisle. He ended up checking it as a kavas. And he's just telling me, look, if the guy doesn't know what he's doing, it's okay as long as he says he knows what he's doing. Which is the way this whole country goes. Sharei kvasim l'shum kvasim nishmatu. Aval kasavur elim. And because of that, shachtam l'shum elim. So then Rav wouldn't say such a thing because it's an akira. What's the difference of akira b'ta'ut? Akira b'ta'ut is also akira. And that would have passed it l'ba'alim. So it would not have been oil l'shum chova. V'rav amar? No. If the guy made an honest mistake, then Rav would be saying Akira v'Tahud is not Akira at all. Omar Rabo Mutvir Ashmaitin, I have a problem that was asked on the way I'm understanding it from the din of Akonim Shupigul of Amigdash Mezidim Chayavim Hashogagin Peturi. Okay, so now the Braita said that even though there's a difference between Shogeg and Mezid, you shouldn't think that that's a difference in terms of Pigul. It's only a difference in terms of paying for damages. But Pigulin is Pigul. Now, the problem that is with my Shmua that Akira B'ta'ut is not Akira, then what is the deal about the Shogegin that were Pigul and Pigul? What are you calling Shogegin? I mean, if you're calling Shogegin a case where the guy knew what he was doing, he knew it was a Karma Chatas, and he's thinking that he wants to bring to the Shlomim, by what stretch of imagination are you calling that Shogegin? Oh, Shogegin? That's Mezinin. El alav dekasava shlamimu v'kama chashvelu l'shem shlamim, and that's the Shogegin. Nonetheless, it says Pigul and Pigul. And here I am claiming that Akira B'taut is not considered to be Akira. But over here, it absolutely forces you to accept the fact that Akira B'taut ame Akira. Omalei Abaya, why? There's another way of understanding Shogegin. Liolam diyada dechatati shlamim. But he's an Omer Mutter. So he didn't know he was doing anything wrong. Therefore we're saying, okay, you didn't know you're doing anything wrong, but you're certainly the Pigul is Pigul. Now the question is whether we're going to make you pay. Motiv Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Shiba Nomer, Kolam and Achot, Shnik Petzushal of the Shvan, Ksherot Valula Balim Nashum Chova, Sheena Minachot Domot Vachim, Shakom, it's Machabat Shumar Heshet, Maasea Mokhina Lea, she Machabat. Chareva l'shum belula, ma'aseh mochikin aleo, she'i chareva, but by zvorchim enokein, shkita achat l'kulam, kabbalah achat l'kulam, zrika achat l'kulam. Now, how do you understand Rabbi Shimon? I mean, echidami, ilim ediyadad machavati, v'kakon tzele shumar cheshet. And you're saying that that's okay because ma'aseh mochikin aleo, on the contrary, that's worse, no? I mean, ki ma'aseh mochikin aleo, my havi. The guy is going out to be ochre, that which everyone knows. So it's a bigger problem. El alav, it's got to be that he made an honest mistake. Kasover ma'cheshati, kakomitzalosho ma'cheshe, v'ta'a. And we're saying that the only reason that in that case the ta'ut is a joke and doesn't cause akira is because ma'aseh mochichin alea. The guy's an idiot. So what kind of machshava is that? But if it wouldn't have been for that, habi'alma, if we couldn't see it with our own eyes, then I would say, well, too bad. It's an akira. But it was a mistake. Too bad. Even an akira b'ta'ut, habi akira. Omalei Abaye, that's really not a problem. Because we could still say that he knew it was a machavat, and he was being kemetzet l'shem marcheshet, and your initial assumption, to ka'amret, ki ma'aseh mochichin aleha ma'ave, that's not much of an assumption. This is Rabba l'tame, diyoma Rabba makshava de lo minkara posarachmana, makshava de minkara lo posarachmana. On the contrary, the more absurd the makshava is, the less power it has to upset the halacha. And therefore, we could be talking about that there was no akira b'ta'ut here at all. Hatmidim in makvinat musafim, v'lo musafim makvinat hatmidim, v'lo musafim makvim ze etze. If lo ikrivu keves baboker, yakrivu anyway ben harbayim. Omer Rabbi Shimon, when is that? That's dafka. If they didn't have the money for it, they were anusim, or they didn't realize they were chayev, they're shogegin. But if they had the money and they knew that they were chayev and they didn't bring the chamit shel shachar, lo yakrivu keves baboker, then lo yakrivu ben harbayim for some reason, which the Gemara will discuss. Lo yiktiru kitoret baboker. Nonetheless, you should be maktir ben harbayim. Here too, Rabbi Shimon has his notation that you have to, when you're bringing it ben harbayim, bring the whole thing ben harbayim. The kula haitakreva ben harbayim. Which makes absolutely no sense. I was going to point out something seems to be missing. Something very serious seems to be missing. So by me, Rabbi Baravin, Rav Chista, Tzibur she'ein lehem tmidim u'musafim. Ezem yam kod. Well, what do you mean? Are we talking about the tmidim of Yume and the Musafim to Yume? You want to know what's more important? Obviously, the tmidim are adif. They're both tadir, and they're also mekudesh with the kedusha tayyum. Ela, you're referring to the tmidim of Machar and Musafim Tia'in. Your question is therefore this. My question is this. Tmidim adife shken tadir, adim musafim adife davel mekudash. Oh, for that I've got a raya from the Mishnah in Menachot, Tinitua. Tatmidim en makvinet ha musafim, lo musafim makvinet ha tmidim, velo musafim makvin zed zed. Now, what do you think the Mishnah was referring to? Echidam. You know, the eatle. And the question over here is, which one has to come first? The kadem? You couldn't be that, because does it not say minayin shlo yedavar kodem l'tomit shel shachar? Tamad lomer v'yorach olea ha'ola v'yomer ava ha'ola ola rishona, which sounds very much that it's coming to be ma'akev shlo yedavar kodem l'tomit shel shachar. So it cannot be a question of kedima, because you cannot bring, how can you say ma'akev says that? You cannot bring the musafim before the tomit shel shachar. Ela pshita, it's got to be talking about not in terms of kedima, but literally, in terms of what to use your money for. The light light. Okay, so now again, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the yume? The question is, would we rather use our money for the musaf, or would we rather use our money for the tamid? I mean, what's the question? It's tadir mekudash. Obviously, it's got to be the tamid. El alav, it's got to be, therefore, precisely your case that we're questioning whether to use our money for today's musaf, or to save it for tomorrow's tamid. And it says, ein makvin et zed zed, which means you can do it any way you wish. Alma ki adani ninu. Amalei abaya, I disagree. I say it has to do with kedima, and liolam de itle, ula kadeim. As far as your question is concerned, that's your own hang-up. Shalei dover, kodem, is only a mitzvah b'alma, and it is not makiv. And that's the point of the Mishnah, ein makvim toshma. Ein pochatin mishishat la'im amavukarim belishkata tila'im. Sufficient for, and at this point we think it really means that it's talking about it. It's right now. Erev Shabbos followed by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So kidei l'shabbat l'shayamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah. Now, obviously, 6 tila'im are insufficient to cover the needs of the number of kvasim that you're going to need for Shabbos. You've got an additional musaf of 2 kvasim. For Rosh Hashanah, you've got an additional musaf of 7 kvasim. For Rosh Chodesh, you've got an additional musaf. For the second day of Rosh Hashanah, maybe you'd get an additional musaf of 7 kvasim. I mean, you're talking about over 20 kvasim. Why are we talking about 6? So clearly, okay, that's got to be what we're talking about over here. So clearly, I mean, hekidami. Elam and Eitle, you're talking about you can afford now to buy enough for Yontav, for Tamid and Musaf. So the Tuvave is way more than 6. Why would it say 6? Elav the Letle. What it's saying is, if you don't have enough to cover the expenses of the Karbanata Musafim, but you've got enough for the Tamidim, make sure that you use your money for the Shisha Tamidim, the Tamidim or Adife. There's your answer. No, says the man, it's not an answer. We all have to eat like it. Could be talking about it. You can have everything. We're not talking about the actual karbanot. We're talking about the karbanot that are going to be in the lishkat atla'im that are mavul karim is what we're talking about. Vodvika Omar, ein pochatin, vishishat atla'im amavul karim, belishkat atla'im arba yamim kodem shkita. This is a brand new halacha. It's not talking about triage at all. You got plenty of money and plenty of karbanas, and simply telling you the halacha of Bikur. It's going, I'll leave it to Ben Bagbag. The Tanya Ben Bagbag Omer, minayin letamid sheta'un Bikur arba yamim kodem shkita. We learn it out from Shabbat HaGadol. Because the mitzvah of the Tamid, it says that at Korbani Lachmi Lishai Reach Nichochi Tishmeru Tishmeru Lachri Libemoado. So that Tishmeru, you'll say, is some type of generalized term. No, take a look at the mitzvah of taking a Korban Pesach inexplicably 4 days before it's needed. said it says over there, Vayalakam limishmeret. So then what the Torah is being mechayev you is to keep those things that are b'moado as a mishmeret. Not simply to do a check over on them, but to keep them under observation for 4 days kodem shkita. And therefore that must be true of the Tamid as well. Avkanto unbikura ba'ayamim kodem shkita. Says Ravina Dervash, if that's what it's talking about, how would 6 be enough? Don't you need 7 in order to have enough for the morning of the next day? I mean, you've got Tzafra for Tuesday or Tzafra for Sunday. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah coming before Shabbos. Of Tzlata b'Shabbat or Chadal b'Shabbat. What do you mean? Why is there only one more? What about the carbon that you had to bring right before Yontif for the time? Don't you need one for that? T'manya habit? Deika panya d'male Shabbat. That doesn't bother me because, look, I mean, if we're talking about perhaps standing at the end of the day, saying, make certain that at the end of the day, as you're about to enter Rosh Hashanah, you're entering into Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, that you have 6. But that's what bothers me. It's not true. You really have to tell him, make sure you've got 7, like any reasonable planner would have for the next morning. Said there, Mikomakom, Shiva Hava, you do need 7. Says the Gemara, well, you're misunderstanding the whole thing. It's rather silly to think we're addressing Shabbos and Yontif. We're addressing every day. Tana B'Amakoi. All he's talking about is make certain that you have enough of the Mevukarim so that you can have a constant renewal in which you replace to a turnaround in which every day you end up having ones that have now been Mevukar. This is their 4th day. Then replace to be over using those 4 days later. That's all that it's talking about. It's not, nothing to do with having money, nothing to do with planning ahead, and nothing to do with the relationship of Musafim to meet him at all. When it says Kedela Shabbat Shreyam Dabash Rosh Hashanah, it's just giving you a simen. Dekanami, Dektani, Kedela Shabbat. Why doesn't it say, if you think it really meant, make sure you have enough karbonis for Shabbos and Yom Tov? Then it says saying, Liz Shabbos, Lishreyam Dabash Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it must be used metaphorically over here. Shema Mina, pretend it would be Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. What would you do? That's what it's saying. So if that's the case, everything makes perfectly good sense, but of course it's irrelevant to our question.